Thank you for having me here today. I'm going to spend a few minutes talking with you about quality measurement and efforts in Massachusetts to align quality measurement around Common Agenda's challenges that lack of alignment to date have presented for our work, and some potential opportunities for continued enhancement. As was mentioned earlier, I'm at the Health Policy Commission, which is Massachusetts' newest state agency. We were founded out of our cost containment legislation last summer. We are coming out of this sort of long story of healthcare transformation here in Massachusetts. We've now been at the healthcare reform game in this current iteration of it for 8 years. We began with Chapter 58 in the Acts of 2006, which was our access or coverage reform, the predecessor to the ACA, if you will. Over the last years, we've engaged in a number of reforms, including most recently cost containment efforts that began last summer. As you can see on the slide on the screen, the story of how we got here and the challenges that we faced are not unique to Massachusetts. They're not unique to government. But I love this slide in that it captures a perspective that speaks, I think, to where consumers are coming from, where business is coming from, and where many of you from across the country are coming from it with regard to an increased focus on healthcare services. The bar on the left represents the increase over the last decade in expenditure in our state healthcare services dollars, that is our state group insurance commission, so paying for healthcare for state employees as well as Medicaid. And on the right, you see a variety of other services that have been consistently and sequentially pushed down: public health, education, transportation, and a variety of others that, as healthcare costs have gone up, have simultaneously gone down. And I think that, you know, we are here in a public health conference, and as was mentioned in a previous talk that I gave, that Eric actually facilitated, I come from a public health background, and so we all know that those things on the right are not being supported by the big bar on the left. So we're facing significant challenge here in order to build sustainability and build towards the future. I'm going to skip over this and dive right in. One of the opportunities, though, within all of this, and much of my work is focused on quality measurement and quality improvement, is starting to think about how we build throughout all of these cost containment and reform activities a more uniform language about how we think about quality measurement. Among those series of bills that built towards our most recent cost containment effort was a bill in 2008 that really focused in on transparency and quality, and a bill in 2010 that focused in on some standardization of insurance processes and standardization of how government engages around evaluating the impact of a variety of these factors. Among that was the creation of a statewide standard quality measure set. We are the first that I know of in the country that has a legislated standard quality measure set. There are several other states that I'll talk about more in a moment that are working on similar initiatives. But this came out of the challenge that providers continued to face around the mixed incentives that were provided to them in federal and state payment programs, thinking about meeting public health mandates, regulatory mandates, and so on. And that waterfall effect of measures flowing into the clinical setting was adding to confusion and limiting standardization and the ability to really compare like to like. So the legislature provided for us a framework in which we engaged in the development of a standard quality measure set. This group is we have an advisory body that exists in statute that includes experts from across Massachusetts, including many that are engaged in national quality measurement and quality improvement activities that provide advice to a variety of state agencies that I'll talk about more in a moment. The intended use of this standard quality measure set is several-fold in statute, and there are a variety of other uses that are important to touch on here today. One is that our State Center for Health Information and Analysis, our informatics hub, if you will, for healthcare, is to use this measure set for uniform public reporting of performance, really starting to build transparency into the system with regard to how we're providing measures out there to the average consumer, to the industry, and to policymakers. Our Division of Insurance in the state is also required to use this measure set as the base for creating tiered or limited network products. We're seeing more of these alternative insurance products here in Massachusetts as cost containment tools, and we now have a standardization in the measures that they must use to compare providers to each other as they flow into tiers and so on. And then finally, in other activities at my agency, we're required to look to these measures for the development of standards in things like patient-centered medical homes or accountable care organizations, building towards a really interesting opportunity for us to, again, start to build towards a single language of communication around quality measurement. We've focused to date on key gaps in quality measurement, although there certainly are continued areas of focus into the future, but thinking about things like efficiency, care coordination, and certain high priority settings for which measurement is relatively limited. We, as I imagine many of you are in other parts of the country, are in Massachusetts facing significant challenges around behavioral health and have very little to measure in that space with regard to the quality of services that are provided. Similarly, in areas in post-acute settings, we have some measurement, but it's relatively limited. And we are facing the same challenges as everyone else around population health and how we really start to capture that in a clinical setting from a measurement perspective. This is just a screenshot of our first standard quality measure set. I bring it up here because it's important to note that as we're talking and thinking about community and population health as a forerunner of this measure set, we don't have community and population health measures. We instead have measures of things that are of clinical relevance, HEDIS scores, for example, of diabetes, hypertension, and so on, that certainly have relevance to those efforts in the community setting as well, but we haven't cracked this nut more than anyone else has. In that, when this was created in statute, one of the co-chairs of this body was the Commissioner of Public Health. We've had that focus from day one and are continuing to engage in a variety of activities. It's exciting in my mind that we are moving towards this sort of standardization, but we by no means have the answer to the community and population health piece. As we were moving through the first year of activity here, we also engaged in a national effort around measure alignment. We were starting to do some analytics, which I'll touch back to in a moment, around the challenges that we face in aligning quality measures. And similar at the same time, the National Association of State Health Policy and the Office of the National Coordinator for Health Information Technology, thinking about meaningful use measurements, started to bring together a group of 9 states as well to think about how across states we could crack this alignment question. We participated with a multi-agency group. Many of the individuals who were participating in this group continue to be in leadership roles in different agencies now, although they've shuffled a bit. And this opportunity to engage with a variety of other states, including Oregon, Minnesota, Arkansas, Maine, others that really are at the forefront of transformation activities, including many that have received state innovation model implementation grants from CMS, has provided a really great base for this, for the continued effort, and you can see the participants here from across the country. Challenges were strikingly similar across each of these states as we started to talk about the diversity of measures out there, the variation in measures being used by different entities. We tend to, across state governments, and this is not unique to Massachusetts, do strategy in silos. Medicaid does it over here, and the health department does it over here, and so on and so forth. We also tend to be competing for same budgetary dollars, and so the way that the structures of interagency competition are set up, some of that is valuable, but a lot of it leads to people doing things, again, in pockets and further hinders that through lack of communication between us. And we tend to all try and be noticed, sort of competing back to this idea of setting budgets, who gets the dollars, who gets to put forward their programs. And so we tend to have divergent goals. And they're within the same broad scope of, for example, a triple aim. But if one's working on some diabetes management project and somebody else is working on hypertension, we also tend to be contributing to the great deal of measurement diversity that's out there. And we have incredibly incongruent definitions, and I'll come back to this in a second. We tend to have data systems that don't talk to one another, again, true state by state by state. And not only within the states, but certainly across the states, we aren't coordinating our tools. We tended to call this fragmentation by design. Looking at a specific set of measures here in Massachusetts, we knew that this was a challenge, but we didn't know how much of a challenge until we actually got into some of the data. We queried our largest commercial insurers, 9 different state programs, and 4 of the largest federal programs at CMS that are spending money in Massachusetts, looking at their incentive measures to see all the different types of measures that are at play. Keep in mind that each of the different programs, we looked at about 15 or 18 programs, that each of the different programs is using measure sets that are roughly in the 25 measure range at most. Many are in like the 10 to 12 range. Looking across all of those programs, we came up with 463 different measures currently in use just in Massachusetts. And as you can see, there's very little overlap, as noted in this diagram, between programs. This only captures as well the commercial insurers as a bucket, state programs as a bucket, and federal programs as a bucket. If you look at the individual program line, there's even more diversity. And although we took a step towards improving upon this with our standard quality measure set, even there, because there are so many flavors of measures out there, when we look at the number of measures that fall into these different programs in use, you can see that we have quite a few measures, more than 20 measures, that are in use in only one other program. We have many more, similarly 20 to 30 measures that are in use by just two or three programs. And as the tail starts to trail off there to the right, you can see that there are very, very few programs, measures that are in use by more than, say, 10 or 12 or 15 programs. I'm going to skip over this. At the same time, and as I said, there is a similar story to be told in each of the states that we worked with through this initiative. There was a recent study that was commissioned by some folks in D.C. at the National Quality Forum, looking state by state across, I believe, 25 states and 40 different programs within those states. And the diversity is immense. This scales up exactly as you would think. As we start to drill into the factors that underlie this diversity, it tends to be people trying to measure somewhat the same thing. There isn't a standardized nomenclature. There isn't. It is not that people are out there really trying to ask different questions or get at different points of information. It is that we simply don't have a consensus set of definitions that we use. The measure variation is incredibly small. And I think that there's a real opportunity here for states, Massachusetts specifically, we are working on this, but many others as well, to start to move a bit more towards the norm. Unfortunately, even though the variation, as I describe it, is fairly small, it yields very significant differences on the output side. And we start to see that comparisons that we're making of provider to provider may not be as substantive as we think that they are. The group of folks working here in Massachusetts on this is robust, as I said. I've already mentioned the HIT Trailblazers group that's on the left. I won't walk through the participants on our statewide quality advisory committee on the right, but you can see that they range from providers to payers to consumers to business and a variety of state agencies. We are very hopeful and optimistic that the continued work of this group in building towards a standard set of measures will help us build towards some of this alignment. But as much as anything else, we are starting to talk more and more about this challenge. It's one that providers have been talking about for a while, and one that we have not been able to put data around, sort of that waterfall effect that measures have in the clinical setting. But it's something that we're thinking about quite a bit here in the state. This slide is to capture the complexity of what we are trying to do. As all of you know, again, we're here in a public health conference. The complexity of capturing all of those elements that are important to patients is huge. It's thinking about across the variety of settings that a patient might intersect with care, across the essential services that they might receive, and all of the requirements of systems that underlie that care, IT, and so on and so forth. Part of what we need to do is be able to drill into this a little bit more and have a taxonomy that we apply across across programs and across states so that we can have a more standardized set of conversations around where we want to be going with our measurement and our measure sets. At the same time, because there's unprecedented movement in payment models both here and across the country, there is incredible need for such measures to be integrated in meaningful ways. If different payers are incentivizing pay-for-performance or building quality measures into different risk-sharing arrangements, we need to be doing so in a somewhat standardized way such that providers are able to engage against meaningful targets that they can identify. And here in Massachusetts alone, there are a variety of opportunities in which we are starting to do this. Thinking about in Massachusetts, we have 5 Pioneer ACOs, we have 18 Medicare shared savings programs, and we have a ton of investment of the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Innovation. And similarly, we have a great deal of innovation around commercial payment, around Medicaid, and some of the programs that I referenced at the beginning and thinking about patient-centered medical homes and accountable care organizations. So I am somewhat optimistic that as we start to roll out more and more of these programs, we have an opportunity to engage in alignment of quality measurement. At the same time, even among all of that, we have this huge challenge of clinical data and claims data and starting to have them talk to each other. And similarly, as we're thinking about this element, the piece that's not on the slide, although you'll note at the bottom that I stole this from Paul Jarris at ASTO, this should have public health data smashed across the middle of it. And we at this point are just talking clinical and claims and they can't align. Starting to think about integrating community-based data and public health data is exactly where we need to be going. And so I'll leave you with all of our shared vision, and I hope that walking away from this, you have thoughts about taking some of this conversation back to your own states and your own programs, that as we're starting to think about building out quality measure sets, we're doing so with a bit more of an eye to what everybody else is doing, and that we can start to engage in a policy conversation, not just in Massachusetts, because so much of this is driven at a federal level, but across states to build a will for alignment. And I don't have anything to disclose either, but I'm sort of with Eric.